各位弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace be with you。
感谢主，我们今天以全地的教会一起普世能够一起来同欢乐，来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
Thanks to our Lord, we are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with everybody in this world.
Yeah, 我们刚才所念的经文《路加福音》二章八到十四节里面。
The scripture that we have just read, that is chapter 2 of the book of Luke, from verse 8 to 14.
也第一次提到，耶稣基督道成肉身，来到我们中间，赐下了救恩。
It talks about Jesus is what the incarnation of Jesus Christ as the God's word among us.
所以我们今天真的是以一个欢乐的心，也一个平安的心，我们来来等待来经历耶稣基督他的大能。
So we come with a joyful and peaceful heart to wait for the coming of Jesus Christ.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们要来赞美你，我们要来称颂你。
We come to worship you and praise you.
我们要来歌颂你的名。
We are going to praise your name.
我们祈求你将生命之道指引我们。
We ask you to grant us the path to life.
好让我们在你面前有满足的喜乐。
So that we will be full of joy in you.
也悦纳我们今天我们每一个人的敬拜。
So that our worship will be pleasing to you.
也无论我们口中的言语，我们心中的意念，都能在你面前蒙悦纳。
Whatever we talk, whatever we think will be pleasing to you as well.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
有一位太太匆匆忙忙从外头赶回家。
There was a wife who was hurrying home.
她一进门呢，她就对她的先生说：“老公啊。”
Once she got home, she said,
我有个好消息告诉你。
I had a good news for you.
但是呢，我也有一个坏消息想让你知道。
But I would also like to let you know of a bad news.
你到底喜欢先听哪一个呢？
Which one would you like to listen first?
先生一听不知道他的太太又做了什么惊人的事情。
The husband did not know what thing that his wife had performed.
只好无奈地说，那就先说好消息吧。
Then he said that, well, why don't we begin with the good news?
太太说，老公啊，我告诉你，我今天才发现我们家的新车的安全气囊airbag, 可真是安全得很啊。
And she said that, oh, I just realized that actually the airbag in our car really had very good performance.
先生说，你不说我也猜得到，我们的新车当然性能非常的好。
And the husband said that, well, if you didn't, even if you do not mention it, I know about it because I know that the performance of our new car is really good.
太太说，但是坏消息是这样子。
And the wife said, here comes the bad news.
我今天还是出车祸了。
I was involved in an accident.
我一不小心把我撞上了前面的车子，结果我车子后面呢凹了一个大洞。
I hit the car in front of me.
自己前面的车子前面也凹了一个大洞。
And as a result, the car in front of me was damaged and mine too.
先生听完了以后脸都变了。
Now the husband, his face just became gray and unhappy.
在我们人生的经历里面，确实有很多的好消息，有时候也有坏消息，这两者似乎经常彼此在交错着。
Throughout of life, there will be a lot of good news and bad news, and they are entangled.
好像我们那个加薪，上班加薪是好事情。
For example, if we got a raise.In work, it's a good news.
但是接下来呢，坏消息工作比以前更多耶。
But the bad news is that you are going to work much more.
我们找个对象结婚好不容易，本来是好事情，你知道吗？
It's difficult to find a spouse so that you can get married. It's a good thing.
谁知道生活越久，彼此越来不了解对方了。
But what happens may be that after you live for a certain period of time, you notice that actually there are a lot of things that you didn't really understand each other.
因为结婚生孩子本来是个好消息耶。
After you get married, to have kids is a good news.
但是在烦恼在后面，养育孩子啊，比所花费的精神、经济压力可更多了。
But the trouble is that in raising your kid, you would face a lot of pressure financially and also mentally.
我长大以后，特别青少年还有 attitude 哎。
And when they grew up, they would have attitudes.
以后呢，给父母更增加更多的麻烦。
They would bring more troubles to the parents.
也看起来世界好像没有真正的好消息哎。
It seems that there is no real good news in this world.
各位，在我们刚才念的经文里面，天使报第一次这个喜乐的佳音。
In the scripture that we have just read, the heavenly hosts brought to the shepherds the good news for the first time.
也就是耶稣基督诞生。
It's about the birth of Jesus Christ.
各位，这到底有多么好呢？
How good is the news?
也我们来看一下底下的今天的经文。
Let us read the scripture that we have just read.
我们先看一下这个大纲。
Let us go to some outline.
也大纲分为四部分。
There will be four parts.
那第一部分是天使带来福音的好消息。
The first thing is the good news that is brought by the heavenly host. It's the blessing of God's grace.
也带来上帝恩典的祝福。
In particular, it brings the blessing of God's grace.
第二部分是福音的好消息带来自耶稣基督的诞生。
The second part of the good news is that it brought the news about the birth of Jesus Christ.
福音的好消息是谦卑象征的记号。
And the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ represents humbleness.
福音的好消息最后一部分是带来荣耀与和平。
The last part of the good news is that it comes with glory and peace.
我们先来看八到十节。
Let us first read verse 8 to 10.
这个福音就是应我所讲的 gospel， 在希腊文原文里面呢，翻成好消息，英文叫做 good news。
Okay, the gospel or good news, they are all the same, but just in the original Greek and the English translation may be slightly different.
所以呢，有主的天使在第九节站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人呢就甚惧怕。
So in verse 9, it said that an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕。
The angel said, don't be afraid.
不要惧怕是指平安的一个好消息，一个佳音。
When the angel said, don't be afraid, because he means to bring the good news to them.
各位可仔细看哦，第一次报好消息哦。真的是从道成肉身的好消息是怎么样？告诉我们世人不要惧怕。
So you see what is the first good news about the incarnation of Jesus Christ among us? The first good thing is that do not be afraid.
各位看见没有？不要惧怕耶。
Did you see that? Do not be afraid.
因为怎么样？他说我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Because I'm going to bring you good news, it's about everyone.
是平安的信息。
It's a news of peace.
所以 shalom 在希伯来原文 shalom 就是怎么样？平安的意思就是安全跟兴盛和睦的意思。
So in Hebrew, the word of peace is shalom. It means it's a peaceful and also it's harmony.
所以犹太人平常他们用平安 shalom 来彼此怎么样？习惯用互相的问安。
So for Hebrews or Jews, usually they greet each other with shalom.
所以说不要惧怕，也就是见证什么呢？真正的平安是上帝所赐的。
So when we said that do not be afraid, it means that the real peace comes from the Lord.
所以祝福的根源是来自上帝他自己。
So the origin of the blessing comes from God Himself.
可见平安它不但含有不要惧怕，更是怎么样？带有祝福的意义。
It means that the do not be afraid is not only the negative part that do not be afraid, but actually it comes with blessings as well.
所以难怪耶稣他在马太福音十一章二十八到三十节提到。
So that's the reason that Jesus mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的，你到我这来，我使你们得安息。”
It says.Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，你们心里就得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in my soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
各位，我们常常生活在这世界里面，常常有许多的忧虑和惧怕。
In this world, we have a lot of worry and trouble.
要我们忧虑我们什么？忧虑我们读书以后要怎么样？要找工作。
We worried about the job that we have to look for after graduation.
哎，我们结婚了，忧虑我们的伴侣彼此不相爱。
We worry that we might not love our spouse after we got married.
我们有孩子，我们忧虑怎么样？他们将来成长要需要面对环境和挑战。
We worry the challenge that our kids are facing after they grow up.
各位，好多惧怕，让许多未知的未来呢，让我们觉得很害怕。
There are a lot of worry that make us afraid of the future.
有时候我们这样想哈，我们特别是出外，我们在孩子们。
And especially for our kids who are no longer with us, they go out.
因为我们都有这样的经历，就是我们这样打电话回家，特别回中国，对不对？我们常常都是报喜不报忧。
And if we talk about calling home, a lot of times we only talk about good news instead of bad news.
就是怎么样，我们担心家人，哎呀，担忧害怕，说我们目前的光景不好。
Because we worried our family members in far away, they might worry about our situation.
哎，我们每个人可能都有出外旅行的这个经历。
Perhaps all of us have experiences of traveling.
哎，你携带的东西越少，对不对？就越轻省，哎，越轻松嘛。
The fewer things you brought with you, it will be easier for you.
你看，你经过现在这个飞机海关，对不对？一大堆东西麻烦的。
When you go through customs.
大包小包，对不对？哦，不但麻烦，而且是重担，你知道吗
？You see that a lot of people bring with them a lot of packages.
哇，开始不觉得，走越远，你发觉到，哎呀，好沉重啊，好麻烦啊。
At the very beginning, you might not, I mean, you might not feel it, but after walking for a while, it will be troublesome and heavy.
对，重担其实是一种拖累。
So actually, burden is something that is going to drag you down.
有时候甚至我们无法承担呢。
Sometimes we couldn't even handle it.
你有重担吗
？Do you have burden?
你有重担吗
？Do you have burden?
事实上，我们每个人都有不同的担子在我们生活里面。
In fact, all of us have burdens in our life.
你的担子是什么呢
？What burdens are you bearing now?
是学校的学习的功课吗？
Is it the pressure from the schoolwork?
是将来的工作吗
？Is it the future job?
还是我们的情感的生活呢
？Or is it your dating business?
还是我们身体软弱的担忧呢
？Or rather, it's because you are not healthy.
所以耶稣他邀请我们怎么样？他要与我们同父一轭。
Jesus is inviting us to share the same yoke as him.
他说我的轭是怎么样？是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He said that my yoke is simple and it's light.
这是因为我们如果与主同负一轭，他就会怎么样？自己承担了我们轭的这一个重担。
Because if we share the same yoke, our Lord is going to to be burdened with the weight.
并且他还要赐给我们怎么样共用的恩典呢
？And he's going to grant us enough grace.
所以他在哥林多后书提到我的恩典够你用的。
So it's mentioned in the Second Corinthians that my grace is enough for your use.
因为他的能力在软弱的身上更显得完全。
Because his power would appear stronger on the people who are weak.
所以今天我们在庆祝耶稣诞生的主日里面
So today when we are celebrating about the birth of Jesus Christ
我们要学习交托
We have to learn how to entrust
让我们真的把我们重担给交托让我们心中真正有平安
To entrust our burden to our Lord so that we would have real peace in our heart
因为神叫我们不要惧怕
Because our Lord told us do not be afraid
Don't be afraid 不要惧怕
Don't be afraid and be good.
我们来看一下这一个福音的好消息带来喜乐。
So let us see the joyfulness that is brought with us from the gospel.
因为牧羊人他们非常的惧怕。
Because the shepherds were afraid.
他说，所以天使告诉他不要惧怕，我报给你好消息。
Jesus, the angel said that, "Do not be afraid. I'm going to bring you a great news."
各位，这一句话非常重要，也就是天使在暗示着什么？
This is a very important phase because angel is trying to say something.
也就是这个世界长久以来真的缺乏喜乐。
Because it means that in this world, actually, there had not been real joy throughout the history.
从来没有听过好消息耶。
We have never heard of a really good news.
人心中充满了好像只有压迫的恐惧。
In most people, in our hearts, we are always burdened with afraid or fearness.
这世界好像只有被迫屈服，充满了悲伤、愁烦和绝望耶。
We were filled of trouble and worrisome in our heart.
英国最著名的宗教家，也是圣经的翻译者，这个丁道啊。
So in England, there was
William Tyndale.
There was William Tyndale, who was a famous reformist.
他曾经这样说。
He said,
他说福音就是上帝在耶稣基督里面向那被罪所奴役的人宣布上帝救赎工作的喜讯。
So gospel is the good news that God brought to a human being that he wins.
再讲一次。
Let us say, well, let us.
福音就是上帝在耶稣基督里。
Gospel means that God is within Jesus Christ.
也就是向那被罪所奴役的人宣布。
And it's declaring to the people who were captured by sin,
上帝救赎工作的喜讯。
About the news of the redemption, the good news of the redemption of God.
各位，福音不是宗教。
Gospel is not just an advice.
福音是来自上帝的好消息，以及上帝他自己在我们每一个人生命中他的表现，他的作为。
It's a good news from God, and it's about the work of Him among each of us.
福音是上帝为了人类的好处，所以一个来自他最好的消息。
Gospel is the best news that could be for human being.
那就是在约翰福音三章十六节。
That was written also in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16.
各位，上帝爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生
that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but would have eternal life.
这是在我们圣经里面非常重要的核心真理。
This is the central theme of our gospel.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
他为什么要道成肉身？
Why should you come?
他叫我们不要惧怕。
Well, as human being,
因为好消息要让我们平安喜乐。
Why did he say that? Do not be afraid.
他要解决我们人生的苦难。
Because the good news is good news for us.
他要让我们真正活出生命。
He's going to solve our problem and let us live our real life.
更重要，他说这个福音好消息是给所有回应他的人的。
And the more important thing is that the good news is for all those who respond to the news.
也许今天你还在等待。
Perhaps you are still waiting today.
你还在寻求。
You are still seeking.
你说为什么基督徒那么喜乐
？You said why are the Christians so
joyful? 他们为什么不一样？
Why are they different?
就是因为上帝爱我们。
Because God loves us.
上帝的爱浇灌在我们心里。
God's love fill of our hearts.
所以我们充满着喜乐。
Therefore we are full.
我们充满着盼望。
We are full of hope.
这福音的好消息就给凡是愿意谦卑顺服来回应他的每一个人。
So God's good news is for everyone who is humble and respond to the message.
我们来看一下第二部分。
Let's come to the second part.
也福音的好消息来自耶稣基督的诞生。
The gospel is from the birth of Jesus Christ.
各位，在第十一节里面
，In verse 11,
耶稣基督他经历了婴孩诞生的阶段。各位
，Jesus has gone through the period of birth of a kid.
也就是真正经历人的出生的经历。
That is, he has gone through this process of being born.
所以他提到婴孩其实就是象征着我们人的软弱。
And when we talk about a baby, it talks about the weakness of a human being.
婴孩软弱是需要怎么样？需要父母来照顾的。
He is weak because he needs to be taken care of by his parents.
更我们的软弱是需要怎么样？天父上帝的保护和恩典的拯救。
So our weakness needs the salvation from our God.
拯救在拉丁文原文是安全的意思。
The salvation or redemption in original Latin means peace.
因为他拯救了我们，所以他是救主，赐给我们平安，保护我们的安全。
Because he has redeemed us, he also takes care of our safety and our peace.
各位，耶稣基督诞生是人类的一个盼望，哎。
So the birth of Jesus Christ gives human being a hope.
所以我们今天在庆祝什么？
So what are we celebrating today?
要叫我们在软弱中被释放，哎。
That we will be relieved from our weakness.
在被压抑的时候，逼迫的时候，我们可以得真理的自由。
That we would have real peace and freedom from our oppression.
在饥饿的时候，我们可以得到饱足。
That we would be supplied when we are in hunger.
因为耶稣基督他安慰了怎么样孤儿寡妇，他安慰忧伤的人，他要赐恩给怎么样回应他的人。
Because Jesus Christ gives blessing to the people who mourn and to the widows and the people in need.
所以在以赛亚书这一节经文非大家非常的熟悉。
This is a very familiar passage from the book of Isaiah.
九章六节里面提到全能的神永在的父和平的君奇妙的测试。
It talks about wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting father and prince of peace.
有一个故事是这样描述。
There has been such a story.
也在苏联这个马列统治期间呢有一位共产主义者。
In the Soviet Union, during a certain period when it's under Communist Party.
哇，他在众多的人群当中，他高谈阔论的怎么样？他嘲笑基督徒。
So there was a person who's laughing at Christians and Christianity.
嘲笑基督教上帝。
He's mocking God and Jesus Christ.
哎，后来呢，他开始一位了，这个老妇人就怎么样？哇，讲之中还展开了辩论了。
This was an old woman, and after a while, he's having debate with some other people.
哇，这户老妇人也不差，她辩论很强的，她也跟这位怎么样？这个马列主义、共产主义呢，辩解得很好。
I'm sorry. So actually, there was a guy who's in communist party, and he was joking about Christianity. And then there was an old woman who was trying to debate with him.
结果那个无神论者呢，就向这位老人挑战。并且问他说
So this atheist challenged the old woman.
他说假如你死了以后最后发现你所信的所传的耶稣基督一生的生活目标都不是真的话那你怎么办
So he challenged her. He said, well, at the time when you die, if you noticed actually what you learned about Jesus Christ was not true, what are you going to do?
那位老妇人非常有智慧的回答。
So this old lady replied in wisdom.
她说很简单。
She said that.
如果当我死了以后，我所信的和我所追求一切都不是真的话。
So if after my death I found that whatever I have been sticked to was not true.
那么很公平，你跟我都是一样的处境。
So it's, I mean, we are just in equal situation.
但是。
But.
如果我所信的都是真的话
What I have faith in is really true
那么你就糟糕了
But then you will be in trouble
哇一针见血各位
This is really stick to the point
哇福音的好消息耶
The good news of gospel
这是怎么样白白的恩典耶
It's a free grace
如果今天在座 你还不知道的话请你紧紧的抓住抓紧在你心里面。
If you still do not know gospel today, I hope that you would grasp this in your heart.
上帝今天就要拯救你。
And today God is going to have his redemption among you.
就像这位老妇人讲的一样哎。
Just like what was said by this old lady.
如果是真的怎么办呢
？If this is real, what is going to happen?
哎呦，我们就损失了耶。
You might lose everything.
就糟糕了耶。
Might be in trouble.
我们看看第三部分。
Let's come to the third part.
福音的好消息是谦卑象征的记号。
The gospel is the sign of humility.
也在第十一节里面
，in verse 11，
提到耶稣基督诞生于马槽，顺服上帝的旨意，经历了我们每一个人的忧患。
It talked about that Jesus Christ was born in manger, and he had to go through the the trouble and the weariness of human being.
各马槽中有用怎么样？布包着的婴孩。
So in the manger there was a baby in cloth.
这个布在希腊文原文里面，的意思是象征的贫穷、破碎，还有零碎、不完全的意思。
The word used to represent cloth in the original Greek actually meant cloth that is used by poor people.
各位，人有破碎的本性，破碎的人生真的需要上帝的恩典。
A shattered life needs the grace from the Lord.
经过上帝恩典怎么样呢？一点一滴用爱来交织，来而成，否则呢是破碎虚空的。
It needs to be nurtured by the Lord, the grace of the Lord. Otherwise, we would only have vanity.
马槽是象征着卑贱。
Manger means humility.
它是表达基督他处世的卑微，深深怎么样？他处在我们同样与我们同样卑微的地位。
It represents that when Jesus Christ was born, it's in humility, and he is at the same level as all human beings.
他为了要怜悯、体贴、拯救，为了要怎么样经历我们的苦难和忧患。
Because of his humility and grace, he would like to go through the experience that we have.
所以马槽是谦卑，这个谦卑、谦虚象征的记号。
So manger is actually a symbol of humility.
所以各位，在基督教我们真理里面非常重要，耶稣基督具有神性跟人性。
So among our faith in Christianity, there are two parts about two personality about.Jesus Christ, he has human being and also God's nature.
各位，缺一不可。
Nothing could be missed.
如果缺少一个，就是异端。
If one is not there, then it's probably.
如果他没有人性的话，就没有办法经历我们的忧伤和困难跟痛苦。
If Jesus Christ has not human nature, then he could not experience the pains that we have.
他就没有办法怎么战胜罪恶的权势，然后呢，他自己从怎么样？死里复活。
And he could not have victory over the control of the sin and resurrect from death.
今天这个对我们基督教的信仰如此的重要。
The reason that Christianity is important to us.
这是我们的盼望哎。
That is precisely the hope that
我们将会复活哎。
So that we can resurrect.
我们不但今天庆祝他诞生，你知道吗？
Not that we celebrate his birth only today.
更庆祝他的复活。
In fact, we are also celebrating.
我诞生只是经历我们而已。
The birth is just an experience that we have.
复活是我们要经历，跟耶稣基督一样。
And resurrection means that we are going to experience what Jesus has experienced.
所以在这个腓立比书二章六到八节里面提到耶稣基督的谦卑。
So this is mentioned in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
你可以看他本有神的形象，他不以自己与神父神来同为怎么样强夺平等。
Who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他这虚己啊，他取了怎么样奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant being made in human life.
既然有人性，跟我们一样怎么样？他还谦卑耶，而且呢，他顺服以至于死。他并且要死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
而且他还要复活。
And he's going to resurrect.
这是多么重要，对我们来讲，经历我们，然后复活，我们要跟他一样死而复活。对。
This is really important for us. And in the future, we will die and also resurrect with him as well.
所以第四段告诉我们，福音的好消息是带来荣耀与和平。
So the fourth part of the gospel is that it brings glory and peace.
他说，在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
It says glory to God in the highest.
哎，就是那个孩子，怎么样？他诞生的意义就是怎么样？救赎主。
So the birth of the baby is that it's Messiah, our Savior.
Redeemer.
It's a Redeemer.
也就是耶稣基督。
And it's Jesus Christ.
他说，在至高之处就是上帝的居所，一切荣耀都是归于上帝。
It talks about the highest heaven. It's the place where God lives. All the glory be to Him.
更荣耀就是美好的意思。
Glory means goodness.
在希伯来文里面讲是指一个人的品格上面他的光荣和庄严的彰显。
So in the original Hebrew, it talks about the appearance, the glorious appearance of the personality of a person.
所以耶稣基督他死在这十字架上，完成天父救恩的计划，就是为了荣耀天父。
And when Jesus died on cross and complete his work, it means to bring glory to God.
所以耶稣向父神祷告说，在约翰福音十七章四节里面提到。
So that's the reason that Jesus prayed in John chapter 17 verse 4.
他说我在地上已经荣耀你了。
I have brought you glory on earth.
你所托付我的事我已成全了。
By completing the work you gave me to do.
成了，还记得吗？在约翰福音，耶稣基督在十字架上这样讲。
In the Gospel of John, it's mentioned that Jesus said on the cross that it's completed.
在第十四节第二小段，福音的好消息赐给上帝所有所有喜悦的人。
So, in the second part of verse 14, it says that on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests.
各位在地上平安归于他所喜悦的，就是要将我们爱好和平业实行出来，就可以得到真正的平安呢。
That means that for the people who bring out the peace to others would experience the real peace.
各位，事实上，今天在我们世界不可能有真正的和平。
You can see that in this world there is no real peace.
和平只能建立在真正上帝所喜悦的人身上。
Peace could only build on the people on whom His favor rests.
只有我们像他那样讨他喜悦时，和平才会降临。
Only if we get His favor that we would have real peace.
今天我们看到人心这个私欲多诡诈。
We can see that human hearts are really weak, wicked.
如果真的没有上帝的恩典，耶稣基督的救恩，我们真的今天还在许多的真境里面，活在真境里面。
If we don't have the redemption of our Lord, we will still be in a lot of trouble.
有时候我们就丧失了怎么样？我们自己追求生命的真正意义和目标。哎
，Sometimes we lost ourselves and try to look for the goals of ourselves.
各位，我们有难处。我们在工作上有难处，我们在家庭上有难处，但是上帝爱我们，我们有他的恩典在我们里面。
We still have trouble in our world, in our family, but we would experience the grace from the Lord.
十九世纪这个英国神学家约克博士 Joseph Parker, Dr. Joseph Parker.
So in the 19th century, there is a theologian by the name of Dr. Joseph Parker.
他曾经这样讲。
He once said.
他说：“今天这个世界不需要一位顾问。”
It says that the world today did not really need a counselor.
因为人性黑暗。
Because human hearts are dark.
他说：“这个世界其实已经用自己的计谋，也就每一个人私欲走入了绝望。”
So in fact, people in this world already use their own idea and got into a dead end.
他说：“这个世界不需要一位理论家。”
The world did not need a theologist as well.
因为人已经尽心尽力去做了，结果只是坐在自己智慧所造成的黑暗里面。
Because people have tried their best, and what happens is that they only live in the darkness obtained from their wisdom.
这个世界同样不需要一位改革者。
And the world did not need a reformer.
因为他只能改变外表和建立暂时建立的关系的人。
Because he could only change the appearance and only establish shallow relationship.
他说这个世界不再需要花时间去重新调整这社会各种功能的人。
And this world did not need a person who tried to arrange or harmonize different people in this world.
他说这个世界真正的需要是一位真正的救赎主。
But the world really need a real redeemer.
各位，救赎主好像一位含着眼泪的天使。
Redeemer is just like an angel in tears.
他双臂大有能力。
He's full of strength.
好像上帝的荣光。
Just like the glory from God.
但他的心肠却温柔无比。
But he has very gentle heart.
各位，救赎主他里面含有人一切的本性。和上帝一切的属性。
And the Redeemer has the personality of human being, but also the nature of God.
他更包含了过去一切的历史和一切应验的预言。
He concludes all the history and prophecies.
和将来一切启示的奥秘。
It also is going to bring to the all the revelations in the future.
他的温柔胜过了女人的爱情。
He's meek and gentle is better than the love of a woman.
他的威严足以使整个傲慢的君王能够谦卑下。
And his majesty is able to humble a king.
各位救赎主，这位救赎主是真正人类的盼望。
The Redeemer is really the real hope of this world.
我们今天真正的庆祝就是这样的盼望。
And he is the one that we are celebrating today.
我们今天不，我们信了，我们更要怎么样？让还没相信的能够得到这个救恩的恩典。
And for those of us who believe in him, it's important for us to have other people to receive this grace as well.
各位，我想用这段经文作为今天的结束，在以弗所一章七到十节。
I'm going to use this scripture as my conclusion in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7.
这是英文的翻译。
This is the English translation.
这是中文。
There's Chinese translation as well.
可是今天上帝为我们预备的福音的好消息。
It's a good news that Jesus Christ, our God, has prepared for us.
其实是我们真正，我们今天来庆祝，是我们最需要的生命礼物。
And this is actually the best birthday gift that we can give.
因为耶稣基督所带来的救赎恩典。
Because of the redemption brought forth by Jesus Christ,
使我们生命更丰富哎。
He bring richness to our life,
并有永恒的盼望。
And that we would have eternal hope,
其实是我们最好的圣诞礼物。
Actually, this is the best Christmas gift that we can have.
当然，如果你们家里有交换礼物也没关系呀。
Of course, if you still have the habit of exchanging gifts,
我们还是要有这个 holiday spirit, 这个假这个。这个节期的这种精神的这个食粮
，We still need to have holiday spirit
啊，在美国传统对不对？家庭有交换礼物
，According to American custom, usually they would or tradition, they would exchange gift in a family.
各位，耶稣要成为我们的好朋友哎
，Jesus is coming to become our good friend.
他时常要与我们同在
，He's going to be with us.
各位，他要来与我们。同喜乐，同悲伤。
He's going to have joy with us and mourn with us.
他其实是我们常常在我们患难软弱的帮助者。
He's our help in our difficulties.
各位记住哦，我们暂时的软弱痛苦都会过去的。
Please remember that the temporary trouble and the weakness that we have will pass.
不管是我们外在的物质也好。我们的身体也好
，Whether it's our physical needs or our physical body，
其实都将要过去
，They would all pass。
而我们真正生命的源头就是来自耶稣基督的恩典。
Our real source of life comes from the grace of our。
而今天我们是有盼望的
，We do have hope。
这喜乐佳音对我们来讲影响太大了。
The gospel, the good news, really is going to have great effect on.
愿我们今天的庆祝帮助我们怎么样，能够真正得胜呢
？May our celebration help us to have victorious life.
我也希望说，借着这几天的假期，如果你真的休假
，And I hope that if you are going to have a few vacation days in the next week,
让你心里真正有个平安
，May peace be in your heart.
让你真正得着耶稣基督的恩典
，Let yourself be experienced with the true.
让我们这一份平安真的是能够战胜明年的挑战呢
？May our peace would help us propel us.
让我们真正得着耶稣基督，各位。
To win over the trouble in next
year. 让我们彼此勉励。
That we can win.
让这个喜乐佳音成为我们的祝福。
We can encourage one another with the gospel.
让我们一起祷告。
May we pray?
耶稣啊
，Lord。
我们感谢你道成肉身，使我们能蒙你的恩典和救赎。
We thank you because you become flesh and live among us.
祈求你再一次坚定我们的信心。
May you solidify or edify our faith.
让我们来遵守你的话语。
So that we can obey your words.
也常常能活出像你的样式，做美好的见证。
So that we can live according to your will and be good witnesses for you.
主啊，使用每一位弟兄姊妹们，让许多人能够得到你福音的好消息。
And hope that more people will be able to grasp the good news.
生命能改变。
That their life will be changed.
能够结喜乐的果子。
That they will bear a joyful fruit.
我这边再一次要来向主你来祈求。
And here I ask you, Lord.
身体有软弱的
，For those among us who are weak physically，
有重担的
Those of us who are heavy laden,
我们求主能够啊来医治，能够使他们心里能够得着真正的平安。
We ask you to heal them and to grant them a real peace.
也拿去我们的忧虑和重担。
And take away the burden that we have.
让我们真正的在主里面能够享受来自那喜乐的平安。
That we may really enjoy the peace and the joy from you.
求你保守啊，我们即将要远行的，或是已经在旅行的弟兄姊妹们，他们一切的平安。
We ask you to look after the brothers and sisters who are traveling.
我们愿一切颂赞荣耀都归你。
May all glory and praise be to you.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.